This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Call-in radio talk show where you allowed people to call in and we'll talk about whatever was on their mind. What would you call it?
I would call it Free Talk Live.
And then
I would give out the phone number.
I also would call it Free Talk Live. What would you call it?
I would call it Talk Free Live.
Okay.
Or maybe Live Free Talk.
Live Talk Free. All right. Well, this is Free Talk Live, and we do have a telephone number. It's 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us again, 603-283-6160 in the studio. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And I'm Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
For way too long, the federal government has overstepped its bounds, and I can't even count the number of ways in which it's done so.
17.
It's more than 17.
Oh. He meant 17 billion.
It's more than 42, which is the answer to everything as well. But they've been refusing to abide by the Constitution. They've been committing heinous war crimes, both abroad and at home. They've destroyed the currency. They don't seem to care about their routine violations of our human rights. And even if that wasn't the case, though, isn't it absurd that people in California or other states thousands of miles away from you get to determine who rules over you? I think it's absurd. At nhexit.us, we are trying to change that. We've proposed an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that would allow New Hampshire to declare its independence from the shenanigans, warmongering, and economic destruction wrought by the United States government. Sign the petition today at nhexit.us. Let's see New Hampshire exit the U.S. And I like to say, where others have failed, we will secede.
That's a beautiful idea.
I love it.
I just like that they've gotten it to the point where there's representatives or whomever ready, willing to introduce it.
Yeah,
awesome.
I read the verbiage for the first time several weeks ago of the actual proposal.
Yeah.
I sent it to a couple of friends of mine, you know, not in New Hampshire, and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Is that real? And I'm like, yeah, check it out. Here's the website. Like, this is the actual thing. Like, actual representatives from the state have proposed this. Now,
any prior reference to the United States Constitution is now null and void? What?
Yeah, and their response was, well, I guess New Hampshire really is a live free or die state.
Hopefully. Sure is.
And I was like, amen, brother. You know,
we'll see when it goes to a vote how the citizenry actually wants to be.
It's early phases, but still, the fact that a representative from the state submitted the thing puts New Hampshire out in front of any other state.
Right.
Like, there's been talk of, like, Texas, or even California. There's been a couple of other states, I think, that have mentioned. We're considering about thinking about talking about what it might look like to put a proposal together. New Hampshire was just like, now, here, let's write some words down and propose it.
Yeah. It's a huge step. Boom. Huge step.
And hopefully, if there continues to be liberty representatives in the local legislature, right, then it's something that, if it can come up every 2 years, since, again, it's unlikely to pass this go-round, as hopeful as I am, that they can just keep reintroducing it until they get enough votes or enough representatives or enough whomever to make that thing stick.
All right, so in the last hour in between calls, we were talking about, it looks like New Zealand is trying to work with fast food places to deliver the vaccine, like, I don't know, while you're in the drive-through or while you're going to it doesn't specify how. They're like, well, we don't know how we're going to work it out yet, but we're talking to them. So it's just the most moronic thing I've ever heard.
I keep thinking of more and more ironic things that this article brings up. The fact that, I mean, I think we can all agree that fast food is not healthy for you.
I agree.
So instead of promoting healthy eating and going outside and exercising and everything that actually boosts your immune system and will protect you from COVID, they're going to encourage people to eat fast food and give them experimental mRNA gene therapy.
Right. Well, the lockdown's from the beginning.
Yeah, and they've already done this with, like, we're going to offer you a free beer if you get the shot. Which,
or a Krispy Kreme donut.
Right.
Which would almost got me. Almost got me.
Oh, really? Almost got you with the Krispy Kreme? Really?
There's no Krispy Kreme in New Hampshire.
Right? I understand that, but, like, I didn't peg you for such a weak-willed person.
I told you it would take a dozen.
That's a completely different story.
Oh, well, because it was a daily thing. It was like, Richie, you know, get your thing, and you get a free donut a day. I go, give me a dozen donuts a day, and I might be in.
There would have been a pathway for you to do so. You would have just needed to visit 12 separate Krispy Kreme donuts.
Locations?
Yes.
There's zero in New Hampshire.
Well, sure, but you could go to Massachusetts.
They don't have them in Mass.
Oh, really?
It's not around.
I don't think so.
Oh, well.
Not in my neck of the woods.
It's a long drive to a Krispy Kreme, and man, I miss it.
Oh, they don't deliver?
Wait a minute. I just had an idea. The next time I need some help with something, right, I just need to get my hands on like a dozen Krispy Kremes and be like, Richie Rich.
I'd be there.
Did nobody tell you about Dunkin' Donuts?
It's not as good.
There's
not
like,
nearly as good.
There's
a Dunkin'
literally
in
one
corner.
On every corner. Yeah.
Right, and zero Krispy Kreme.
No, Dunkin' Donuts sucks. Sorry.
It does.
Yeah, it's
especially compared to Krispy Kreme.
All right.
I don't care. Fight me.
So since we've been talking...
Call in and fight me.
603-283-6160. Call in and fight Richie Rich about Dunkin' Donuts if you
tell
want.
Me how good your Dunkin' Donuts... I've been to Dunkin' Donuts. It's like, selection isn't even that varied.
Yeah.
So,
donut shop.
So we've been talking about this, but Nikki, you brought in this from WGN9, Chicago's very own, WGNTV.com. Vaccines... in your salad?
And the first thing I thought was, this is why I garden.
Well, now it's healthy. You didn't like fast food? Put it in the salad.
Still not healthy.
Oh.
The headline says, vaccines in your salad? Scientists growing medicine-filled plants to replace injections.
Also,
GMOs?
Plants are already filled with medicines.
That was my thought.
Plants are medicine.
Totally
forget this mRNA gene therapy. Ditch that. That's garbage. Just eat plants. Plants will save you. Mushrooms will save you.
No, but you can't.
You heard it here first.
You can't legally say that. Right?
But you can't get down with mushrooms?
I have an allergic reaction to
mushrooms.
No. Which is why I've never done the kind of mushrooms that are fun.
Oh. You're allergic to all fungi?
No.
You're not a fungi?
No.
Not a fungi.
No, not all. Like, every now and again, I'll be somewhere, like...
Fun gal, maybe. Fun guy, not so much.
Every now and again, I'll be somewhere where, like, somebody, like, orders a pizza, and I don't know that there's mushrooms on it, and I eat it, and nothing happens. And every now and again, I'll be somewhere where somebody, like, you know, orders a pizza, there's mushrooms on it, and I don't know about it, I eat it, and then I start breaking out, I get hives, and it's like a...
So it must be, like, specific kinds of mushrooms. Like, maybe you're allergic to white mushrooms, but maybe you're not allergic to reishi.
These are my thoughts. However, I figure if there's one other kind that I'm allergic to, it's going to be the fun kind.
Yeah.
There's a savage that comes to the Tuesday night meetups that orders his nachos without cheese.
That sounds like
that's
something I would
nachos,
do.
That's not nachos. That's just chips.
It's got other toppings, not the cheesy part.
Oh. Is he keto? No.
I don't know.
You can't have chips on keto.
Just a weird dude, man.
Can you imagine keto nachos? It's just ground beef and some onions. Some
it's
onions.
Just bacon.
That's ground beef, onions. What else? Sour cream, I guess, by the spoonful.
I mean, that seems like a cheat meal, but I wouldn't, you know.
Do you want to take this one?
Sure. So vaccinations can be a controversial subject for many people.
You think?
Especially when it comes to injections. Well, most vaccinations are injections, so they kind of lost me there. But so what if you could replace your next shot with a salad instead? Researchers at the University of California, Riverdale, are working on a way to grow edible plants that carry the same medication as an mRNA vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine is one of the many inoculations which the messenger RNA, mRNA technology to defeat viruses. They work by teaching cells the immune system to recognize to attack certain infectious diseases, which is how all vaccinations work.
You're shaking your head, Kevin, but like we already have GMO foods, so why not?
Well, I'm shaking my head because, like, why are they working on ways to... I know why. They want more control.
They think anti-vaxxers eat salads?
Ha ha ha! That's the thought I
get out of here.
But that is a relevant thought. Yeah, it's like do anti-vaxxers eat celery?
And they're making it seem like people don't want to get the COVID vaccine, in air quotes, because they're afraid of the needle. No, we're afraid of the weird mRNA gene therapy and, you know, becoming a zombie.
I'm actually not afraid of it at all. It's just that I had COVID and got over it. I see no need to have anything stuck in my arm.
Valid point as well.
Especially with the side effects.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. That's what you're listening to right now. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
The telephone number, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to join us. We've been talking about this article that Nikki brought in from WGNTV.com. Scientists are growing medicine-filled plants to replace injections?
Because plants aren't healthy enough.
Yeah, thanks to a $500,000 grant from the National Science Foundation.
Okay.
So they're looking to accomplish three goals. First, the team will try to successfully deliver DNA-containing mRNA vaccinations into plant cells, where they can replicate. Next, the study authors want to show that plants can actually produce enough mRNA to replace a traditional injection. Finally, the team will need to determine the right dosage people will need to eat to properly replace vaccinations.
I have a better idea.
Put it in the fast food.
No. Oh. Although that might be a better idea than my idea.
That was my better idea.
I have a better idea. What they should do is they should look at modifying a virus in some way that allows the virus to be the mRNA. Maybe they could find a lab like outside of the United States so that it doesn't.
Perhaps.
In like China, for example, where they could like do some of this research that's outside of the limits of what the U.S. law says they can do as far as modify. Oh, wait, they've already done that, haven't they?
Yeah, this sounds really familiar. Oh, is this from like some sort of horror movie? No. This literally happened like last year.
Bingo.
The problem is Monsanto's going to get a hold of this pen, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then
if
you start growing it or their seeds implant your garden or whatever, then they're going to sue
you,
and you're not going to be able to have natural plants.
The bees from one side of the field pollinate the plants on your side of the
field.
Forget
about it. Now you're in violation of their patents.
Yeah, this is a whole nother level of GMOs. Like, I don't like normal GMOs. This is like zombie GMOs.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm speechless.
You sound flabbergasted.
Yeah, I'm having a difficult time speaking because I just don't have any words for this. How does anybody in their right mind think that this is a good idea?
Well, okay.
Talk about forcing it on everybody, completely eliminating choice altogether.
Well, so it's not necessarily, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute. It's not necessarily doing that unless you get to that Monsanto situation, right? Because even now you have a choice between locally grown, homegrown, supermarket grown, or GMO.
Right, but like, I'm talking about food, Richie Rich.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry. I heard homegrown and I...
Stonies, Jesus. But what I'm saying is you're still going to have a choice as long as it's labeled properly, right? If you know that you're not, if you're getting this...
They're going to make it so that, like, it doesn't have to be labeled at all. And then, like, you go to a restaurant, you order a salad. Are they going to bring you a label with your salad? No. Are they going to mark it up on their menu? No. They already don't with GMOs. You don't know if you go to a restaurant if anything you're eating's got the GMO in
it
or not.
But people who actually care about that, right, are going to be the ones who go to their local farmer or their local co-op and ask those questions, right? Hey, is this the MRA lettuce or the normal lettuce, right? And they'll have a choice. But you just have to be more diligent as a consumer about what you buy and where you buy it from.
It's just interesting to me because this just sounds like an all-around awful idea. I mean, I've been very vocal about how I don't think that this mRNA gene therapy is a good idea in the first place. But getting the dosage right, like, you can overdose on this stuff. Like, you can't just take as much as you want. It's not like normal vitamins and nutrients that you'd be getting from plants. It's a medication. It's a, in air quotes, vaccination. So I just really don't see the purpose. So you're going to eat like one leaf of spinach and be like, oh, I got my vaccine. It just literally doesn't make any sense to me.
What's
the point?
I just have this horrific thing in the back of my mind where like one of my parents was like, if you don't eat your Brussels sprouts, you can't have television. Right. And except the Brussels sprouts are now a vaccine.
Well, and again, what I have predicted, quote unquote, in the past is that it's going to be as soon as the pills come out, right, even though it's going to be like a temporary, if you have COVID measure, it's going to become a daily dose thing.
I don't want...
To prevent COVID, you have to add this thing to your daily supplement routine.
I don't want the vaccine, any of them. I don't want Moderna. I don't want Pfizer. I don't want Johnson & Johnson. I don't want the pill form. I don't want the lettuce form. I don't want it in my salad. I do not like it in my ham, green eggs and ham, Sam, I am.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm going Dr. Seuss here somehow. But, like, where is my choice in this, Richie Rich?
I just told you, you individually as a consumer would have to go find the farmer who doesn't sell that lettuce. Or whatever it is.
That seems like slim pickings. Pun intended.
It will probably be slim pickings, which is how they will justify it.
Nikki, will you come over and help me garden?
Sure.
Okay. I don't even have a garden, so
now,
I don't know what to do.
Well, then again, now that you know what's coming, right, take the opportunity to start getting prepared for what you're going to have to do to prevent yourself from participating in this nonsense. But again, if it becomes a daily regimen to not get COVID, you have to take some sort of medication.
I mean, how is
then
this?
Of course, it makes sense to put it in the food.
Any different than them putting it in the water supply?
It's not.
Where's my choice in that?
Again, you would have to find a water supply that's not
so I don't
water.
Have one.
Well, no, there's private water delivery companies, man.
Luckily, we live in a beautiful place called New Hampshire, and we have this wonderful libertarian, freedom-minded community where people are gardening and producing all sorts of stuff.
That's true.
That we have constant access to safe food that doesn't have GMOs in it, that isn't weird Monsanto zombie food or now mRNA gene therapy food. You know, we have access to wells and, you know, we have this abundant land of resources and like-minded, freedom-minded individuals in this community. So I think this is the best place to be. You know, if you're in a place that doesn't have that, and you're freedom-minded and you appreciate bodily autonomy, then come to New Hampshire.
And if you're totally against that, then take this opportunity to be that provider, right?
Yeah.
If you know it's coming and you can get your hand on some, like, non-GMO seeds of some sort of lettuce or whatever vegetables that they're talking about, be the provider for your own local community. Because if anyone doesn't want to take the, you know, GMO or mRNA food, they're going to have to get their natural homegrown organics from somewhere, and it might as well be you.
Yeah, and this is like what we were talking about earlier, where taking advantage of a bad situation.
That's what
you know,
I'm saying.
Profit off of this bad situation
okay,
and turn it into a business opportunity.
How do we prevent this situation from actually occurring?
Oh, you can't.
Secede from the United States. I don't know.
Like here's the one. Even that, man, someone will figure it out. So this is stolen from Ernest Hancock, right?
Yep.
If they can, then they are, right? If there's some nefarious thing you can think of that the state can do and it's possible to do, then they're doing it. So if they're already talking about studies about putting it in the lettuce,
yeah, it's probably
guess
already
what?
Done.
It's done. You know, no genie going back in the bottle. Now it's just preventative on your part and what you can do as an individual to avoid it.
Since you're quoting people, I'd like to quote Ren and Stimpy. No, sir. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. That's my quote.
Okay.
603-283-6160.
I thought we were going to sing the log song.
What rolls downstairs, a loner in pairs, rolls over the neighbor's dog. Fits on your back, great for a snack. It's log, log, log. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill will be passed this week, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We'll bring the bill to the floor tomorrow for consideration.
Speaker Pelosi on ABC's This Week. The bill includes funding for roads, bridges, high-speed internet, rail, and transit, drinking water upgrades, and other priorities meant to shore up the nation's infrastructure. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez telling Fox News he's not so hot on the bill.
The price of gas is going up, the price of eggs, the price of basic necessities is through the roof. At the end of the day, the spending is completely out of control. We have to stop somewhere because eventually the bill becomes due, and it's going to come due in the form of higher taxes for everyone.
The legislation was passed in the Senate last month with bipartisan support, 19 Republicans and every Democrat voting for it. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is saying a significant number of Haitian illegal immigrants are being released into the United States. He told Fox News Sunday that number is somewhere between 10 and 12,000, but could be higher.
About 3,000 are actually in detention. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us. We impose conditions.
Last week, more than 15,000 Haitians congregated underneath a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. The encampment has been cleared out, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection has reopened the border crossing in Del Rio. A shooting outside a bar near Seattle, Washington, killed at least three people, three others wounded. At least one of the surviving victims said to be in critical condition. Police say shots were fired after a dispute between two people inside a sports bar in Des Moines. They left that bar in separate vehicles after an argument and then fired shots into a parking lot. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening on this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
Now, I titled the show today, for those of you listening who can't see what the title of the show is, I titled the show today, Suicidal Dolphin. And
why would you do that?
Well, it's your fault, actually, okay. Richie Rich. Richie Rich brought in a thing, and that's why I titled the show Suicidal Dolphin. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
We'll get around to the Suicidal Dolphin. There's a couple of other things that we need to get to first. The first one is, last year we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch to learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. Intercoin.org. All right, so we were talking about vaccines, sadly. Vaccines in your fast food, joints, like just getting a stab while getting Taco Bell. Vaccines in your salad, apparently. Folks are working on a way to put the mRNA into plants.
It's a two-pronged approach. Get the healthy and the unhealthy at the same time.
You got a good balance, you know. Got to balance it out. Can't be too healthy.
As all things in life should be. Perfectly balanced.
I have to talk about this other story. There's no real segue for us to get from vaccines to this. But there is a guy who is in jail, who's been there for 7 years, awaiting trial.
What's wrong with that? Criminals stay in jail.
Man,
bad man.
This is... I haven't been bringing in much from the freethoughtproject.com. I got a little carried away with bringing in stuff from that particular website. They publish a lot of really good stuff.
Hey, good news sources are good news sources, man.
But this one really just sort of caught me, and I was like, I have to talk about this on air. So, man rots in jail without trial for defending his home from armed invaders who were cops. The article starts with, you know, all the usual stuff. In the land of the free, every citizen is guaranteed or presumed to be innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
That's a funny joke, Captain.
Just kidding. Sadly, however, this guarantee is often suspended for many folks who rot in jail for years, waiting to prove their innocence. Because he's yet to be proven guilty, Marvin Guy is innocent until proven so. And for the last 7 years, he's been innocent in jail with no trial. The Free Thought Project first reported this in 2014. Marvin Guy is facing the death penalty. Guy shot and killed Detective Charles Dinwiddie. That's his actual name.
Dinwiddie.
D-I-N as in Nancy, not M as in, you know, moron.
That's what they called him in grade school.
Right, and why he's a cop. Guy shot and killed Detective Charles Dinwiddie and injured several other Killeen police officers as they were attempting to forcefully enter Guy's home on May 9th, 2014 at 5:30 a.m.
He sounds like a hero.
Police had been surveilling Guy's home for some time after an informant claimed Guy was trafficking large quantities of cocaine.
That's all it took. So? One call from an informant.
At some point in the investigation, the decision was made to enter Guy's home and attempt to find evidence which would corroborate the informant's claim.
And I'm sure they had a warrant, knocked on the door peacefully, served the warrant to Guy.
That's not how things play.
I'm sure they bulldozed his door down with a Bearcat.
That's closer to what happened. After entering the residence in a show of force, which resulted in the loss of life of a veteran police officer, no drugs, not even a single marijuana joint, was found.
Which shouldn't have been on the warrant anyway if they were looking for cocaine.
Right. The consequence for the police incursion resulted in one detective's death and yet another black man being charged with homicide.
Oh, there you go.
Guy's fate is yet to be determined as he is waiting trial for Dinwiddie's murder, which arguably would not have occurred had the police not attempted to enter his home unannounced.
Yeah, but they do that all the time.
No knock raid is what.
No, yeah. Yeah. No knock raid, and the citizen who defends himself is never absolved, right? It's always the cops getting immunity of some kind, and whatever happens, this is the result.
Seems to be the case in this particular case. Even if the police had identified themselves before attempting to enter Guy's home, there have been enough crimes committed by criminals posing as police to justify Guy's decision to defend his life from intruders.
You would think that fact alone would stop the police from ever doing no-knock raids. Right? They're inviting violence upon themselves by doing it unnecessarily.
Right. According to many jailhouse interviews conducted by KDH News, Guy told reporters he was simply defending himself when his bedroom window was broken out that morning. Complicating matters further for the protection in Guy's case, I'm sorry, for the prosecution in Guy's case, is the fact that a precedent has already been set in a similar case. As the Free Thought Project reported, charges against Henry Godrich, Godrich. Henry Godrich McGee were dropped following a Texas grand jury's refusal to indict McGee on capital murder charges for the shooting death of Burleson County Sergeant Adam Souders. After the sergeant had led a team of police officers into McGee's residence using the same no-knock search warrant method.
So this is also where it's surprising. The prosecutor's office has a precedent,
yes,
that makes it unlikely that they're going to be able to convict, and they have not chosen to drop the case.
But they also haven't sent it to trial, leaving the guy to sit in jail for 7 years.
Understood. But usually if they think they're going to lose, right, they drop it so as not to tarnish their win-loss record.
Well, and this guy McGee claimed he was protecting his home and his pregnant girlfriend, the exact same claim that guy made upon his arrest. So after the grand jury refused to indict McGee, the case against him was dropped.
See?
Just a few short months after the shooting occurred, quite a contrast from guy's imprisonment.
Was McGee white?
They don't say, at least they haven't said so far.
Oh.
Guy has been sitting in jail for 7 years awaiting his day in court. The discrepancies in the way McGee was treated and how Guy's case is being handled has largely gone unnoticed, just like Guy's extended prison term with no trial has gone unnoticed. However, a pastor out of New York, Nick Gentile, and a group of activists at the Grassroots Law Project are doing their best to expose the injustice on a website started by Gentile, freemarvinguy.com.
What's the speedy trial rule in that case?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I know on smaller cases in Hawaii, at least, for like traffic and stuff, they convince the defendant to waive their right to a speedy trial.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard of this happening.
Right. And so I wonder if they somehow coerced Guy into waiving his right to a speedy trial, which is really what gets him ended up in prison for 7 years without one.
I don't know.
Even if he's proven innocent, what's going to happen? He already lost 7 years of his life, and nothing's going to happen to the people that put him there.
Right. Civil suit, taxpayers pay.
Right, yeah, exactly. Either way, the taxpayers lose.
Yeah.
Right, either way.
Either way, he can never get those years back of his life.
Right.
Money's not going to fix that.
So Gentile started the website, freemarvinguy.com, and he explains how Guy's situation is set up to fail.
Because freeguy.com was taken for the movie.
Probably, yeah. We'll tell you more about what this website says and how his situation is set up to fail coming up. Plus, a little bit later, we'll talk about the suicidal dolphin here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts are coming right up. If you want to join us on air, you can call 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio to myself, the Captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
Get your digital tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime. This is an event being hosted by Free Private Cities Foundation. Although physical tickets are sold out, you can still get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. Liberty in Our Lifetime is exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve that very lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will all be speaking at this October 16th event. Get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com. See what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. All right, we've been talking about this article from the Free Thought Project about, well, a guy named Guy. And he's been awaiting trial for over 7 years because police performed a no-knock raid on his residence in which, well, like any person defending their home, you would think would, defended himself against what he believed to be intruders because they did not announce themselves as police, etc., and so on. He did open fire and apparently killed one of the policemen. And
as he rightfully should have.
And he has been awaiting his trial for reasons we don't know yet.
Because he's black.
Nick Gentile, who's a pastor out of New York, started a website called FreeMarvinGuy.com. And he attempts to explain Guy's situation and how he's set up to fail. Justice in Marvin's case would take the form of a fair trial before an impartial jury of his peers, which we believe entails a change of venue because there is sufficient evidence to conclude that Marvin will not receive a fair trial in Bell County, Killeen, and good, honest legal representation, which is what Marvin has been sorely lacking during his entire 7-year duration in jail. Marvin has been charged with capital murder and is in desperate need of legal help because if convicted of the crimes he's been charged with, he faces the death penalty.
It's a little surprising that the death of a police officer is taking them that long to prosecute, right? You would think they want to, like, get him up there,
so, right?
Find him guilty, well, and execute him.
It's almost like he's innocent and they know that they're going to lose the case.
Almost.
Anyway, there's information on freemarvinguy.com. There's a legal fund if you want to, you know, make some sort of a donation, pitch in and help. There's other ways as well. The reason I think they're stalling is because people these days have a very short attention span. It's usually less than a couple of minutes. And so the older something gets, that's old. People just kind of forget about it, and then they go about their business and do sure. whatever they want to anyway. Which I fear is what's going to happen in this particular case.
Well, I mean, they talked about it last night, right? Like the Innocence Project.
Yes.
I mean, that's long forgotten cases in a lot of cases.
Yes.
That they just, you know, bring to light all of a sudden and get remedied as it should be.
Yeah.
Sad.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Dale calling from Tennessee listening to WGOW. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, actually, I'm Georgia, but they're our cousins.
Thank you.
I think that if President Eisenhower were alive today, he would be warning us about the pharmaceutal industrial complex.
Instead of the military industrial complex? Yeah, you're right. Because they seem to have traded in one industrial complex for another.
They would have got to him.
And, all right, we have ivermectin and other therapeutics being suppressed.
You mean horse dewormer?
My understanding is Pfizer is working on a therapeutic. Now, you know, if they can make my A-OK with the government, which is fascism, it's not communism, but I'm getting off on another thing. That's another debate.
Okay, so...
The fact that Pfizer is working on a therapeutic says that the therapeutics are good. And they're just not making money on ivermectin. So the government is suppressing it for them because we know that they fund Joe Biden's campaign. It really is just a swamp.
Yeah. I mean, Nikki kind of touched on that earlier. When they said, like, you know, they don't want you to get exercise, they don't want you to eat healthy, all the things
exactly.
that would give you a good immune response.
And why don't they start mandating that people lose weight?
Yeah, and that's actually a great point. And I usually don't, I mean, obviously I don't support any mandates.
Right.
But all of the people who are, I don't want to say all of the people, a lot of the people that I've heard of dying from COVID have all been severely overweight.
Yeah. So what did they do? They kept you in your house, so you know,
yep.
no sunlight, no
yep.
exercise.
Offered you donuts and
yeah.
beer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Trying to kill you, man.
It's that's why people simply can't trust anything from the government right now.
Yeah. Well, here's something.
Ever.
Here's something interesting that might maybe you've heard of this, Dale. Maybe you haven't. I got this from investinganswers.com. It's the 10 most popular stocks. Owned by Congress in 2021.
Oh,
number one, Apple. Number two, Microsoft. Number three, Bank of America. Number four, Walt Disney. Number five, AT&T. Number six, Pfizer Incorporated. Number seven, Johnson and Johnson.
Hmm.
Well, okay, knowing that information then, why not get a mutual fund of your own that has all those included? They're not going to screw themselves. Just ride that wave.
I'm good on that.
Mussolini said or used a torch as the symbol of fascism. The binding together of reeds, the reeds of pharmaceutical, the reeds of communication, mass media, government, they all are bound, they are fastened together with a single goal, and it's to control the proletariat.
I like to call them bundles
of sticks.
I
think we're looking at neo-fascism today.
Oh, we certainly are.
More than, and I'll let y'all go, but I love y'all, and I just, you know, I'm an old guy. Hey, I still remember being able to dial, and yes, dial the old last four digits of a phone number. Like
thank you.
4795 was ours. So you must be about mine 60, but yeah. Brothers and sisters, I love y'all, and I'll let you go.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate the call.
Close.
I'm 49, so, you know.
Old is old, man.
Yeah. What is old? It's all relative, right? Because
sure.
When I was, like, 16, I remember thinking that, like, 18-year-old girls were really old.
Yeah, I knew when I was old when I went out and partied one night and missed my alarm the next morning for work, and I went, huh, can't do that anymore.
Oh.
Like that was it.
No, I just kept partying.
The year before, maybe, yeah, but the before prior to that, right, staying out way too late and waking up in time to get to work on time, yeah. Perfectly fine. As soon as that didn't happen, it was like, I'm old. Like that's it. This is the old person experience. Threw my back out a couple years ago and screw it. Just gonna ride that wave too.
Yeah, no, I continued partying for quite some time. In fact, much to the chagrin of many employers, I had this period of time where I didn't care about my job enough that it would prevent me from partying, and so I would go through jobs like water.
Okay.
I had many, many, many jobs over a very short period of time.
Sure.
2 or 3 years or something.
But as a youngin, you can party and still get to work on time.
Oh, yeah, for a period of time, and eventually it catches up with you.
Maybe. And I would say when it starts to catch up to you, that's for me, that was the mark of oldness.
Oh, no, I would just quit my job because it was getting in the way of my partying.
My job is a party.
That's fine. Okay.
This job's kind of a party.
Yeah.
So, suicidal dolphin?
So, not a new story, by the way. Just an interesting.
Have we talked about it here on Free Talk?
No. Okay. It's an old story.
Now, I'm trying to wrap my head around, because just saying Suicidal Dolphin, like...
That's a great band name.
It actually is. I was thinking that. I was thinking a bunch of other things. I'm like, how does a dolphin hang itself?
It drowned itself.
Aww.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Here's the headline.
All right, go ahead.
I don't like it.
I was thinking, because if the dolphin had hung himself, how do we know he wasn't doing the autoerotic asphyxiation?
He just got caught in the hoop that he's supposed to jump through.
He said, thank you for the fish. And
thanks for the fish.
Heartbreaking story of dolphin named Peter, who killed himself by drowning after being separated.
We'll learn more about this heartbreaking dolphin suicide here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, 603-283-6160. Did you own a dolphin, and did your dolphin commit suicide? Hour number 3 is next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.